somewhere upwards of 150 million. Darwin was terribly influential on the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who embraced Darwin's idea of the eventual emergence of a European master race that would be the natural outcome of the process of evolution. Nietzsche, in turn, was part of the inspiration, at least, for Adolf Hitler. And, you know, in the line from Darwin to Nietzsche to Hitler, you end up with about 20 million dead. On the other side of the equation, you have Darwin influencing Karl Marx. Karl Marx specifically cited Darwin as one of the people who influenced him as the father of communism. Marx inspired Lenin. You know, Lenin especially embodied Darwin's idea that the universe was characterized by blind, pitiless indifference. And as a result of Lenin's influence, the body count, you know, reaches another 100 million. And in the 19th and 20th century, one of the leading forces in the eugenics movement in the United States was a woman by the name of Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger formed Planned Parenthood. So the abortion on demand as a form of birth control movement in the United States comes directly from Darwin to Sanger and others, and the death toll there, 35 million here in America alone and counting. And, of course, no one can hardly estimate how many millions more worldwide.